Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, who has been extremely helpful and careful these many months, dating to the spring of 2021, to identify that Ukraine is the threat to peace in Europe. Well, here it is. Europe is no longer at peace. It is moving into something that is the predicate to war. And one speech more than any other is stark. We thought we'd never see it. Berlin, the Reichstag, the address not only by the Chancellor Olaf Scholz, but the finance minister, Christian Lindner, saying that the decision to increase our spending, perhaps as much as 3% initially, on defense and to arm Ukraine is an investment in security. That's the way he answered critics of spending money on panzers and shoulder-fired missiles and the front line of NATO. Anatole, I'm told this shocked the Kremlin. Is that your measure, that the Kremlin never expected Ostpolitik to disappear with one afternoon in Berlin?
I think that's right, yes. I believe that's true. And I think, once again, that's why probably the Russian government is ready to compromise. Of course, one thing is to keep in mind, nobody, and I mean nobody in Europe, outside Ukraine itself, is proposing to fight Russia. You know, these German troops would be deployed to defend existing NATO members, but they're never going to send them into action against Russia. And Russia is almost certainly not going to attack NATO, at least not with, you know, conventional forces. I mean, if only because, look, if Russia is having such difficulty in defeating Ukraine, then the idea that Russia could invade and conquer Poland or you know, defeat NATO is simply ridiculous. I mean, it's grotesque. I don't think anybody in Moscow is thinking about that. However, of course, there are wider dangers. One of them is that Russia will retaliate with cyber attacks on the West. The other is, of course, that if the West does support a long-running insurgency in Ukraine, if this war goes on, then, of course, Russia might, launch at least some, not ground attacks, but, you know, one could well imagine, as happened, by the way, during the, as the Americans did to Pakistan during the Afghan war for supporting the Taliban, and as Soviet Union did to Pakistan actually in the 1980s for supporting the Mujahideen, one could possibly imagine, you know, Russian missile strikes on bases in Poland, which were arming the Ukrainians. And of course, that will lead to extreme tension, economic crisis in the West, though not to the same degree as in Russia. And of course, looming in the background is the permanent threat of accidental nuclear exchanges, because, you know, we should remember that although we got through the Cold War without nuclear war that would have destroyed civilization, there were several times in which we came extremely close. And at least twice, it was only the wisdom and caution of one man on either side, one Soviet naval officer and one American missile officer, that prevented a nuclear exchange. We came that close. I think we need to remember that.
I do remember it, and I know we will not know if that's happened already for many, many decades. That's how long it took to learn about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
We'll know if it does happen, yes. If you see what I mean. Yes.
Romania's prime minister says it's increasing its defense. Finland and Sweden are entertaining joining NATO. So I want to look at not just the big picture now, but individual decisions and come to the UK. The oligarchs, much in the news. Abramovich, the owner of Arsenal, the famous football club, said to be offering it for sale. There's chatter that he sold a house or trying to. There's chatter that he sold a flat. The oligarchs have used London as a laundry for many decades. Is that over, Anatole? Can Parliament move effectively in your measure?
I think London will continue to benefit from Russian money that's already been stolen. If there are businessmen inside Russia who can manage to get their money out, London will go on laundering it. That's what London is there for. One should remember, of course, that amidst all this hyper-moralizing, nobody protested, and I mean nobody protested in the 1990s when the Russian and Ukrainian people were being robbed blind for the benefit of Western banks, real estate agents. But now, there will be intense pressure on, but you have to understand, only on those oligarchs who support Putin, not, those Russian businessmen who've moved to the West. They will be left alone as long as they don't support Putin. However, I think it's important to note that the use of the term oligarch with regard to these people is now completely wrong. Completely wrong. These people have no political power. They have, of course, economic power. But political power in Russia belongs to the so-called siloviki, the men of force or the hard men, who are a much, much narrower group of state officials and former KGB officers, often now, of course, also very wealthy because they've been put into, running huge companies. Oil and gas companies, but the oligarchy in Russia is composed of a very, very small group indeed. Now they their money is, they will suffer economically as a result of this, but their money is overwhelmingly in Russia itself. And also, these see themselves, obviously they love the money, but they also see themselves as dedicated servants of the Russian state. So they are much, much more difficult to influence by these means. And I think Putin I think the way in which this war was launched shows that Putin is simply not listening to people in the wider Russian economic elites anymore. Because I don't know one Russian businessman who thinks this was a good idea.
We just have a few seconds, 30 seconds. Question. Can Putin ever walk in the councils of men again outside of Russia? What is your measure? Can he be accepted at G7, G20 as if he was the leader of a power? 20 seconds.
We accepted Mohammed bin Salman, didn't we? We can swallow anything in principle as long as it's in our interest to do so.
Anatole Levin, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. The headlines are alarming, but I want to emphasize as I read these headlines, this is fog of war and fog of diplomacy. A lot of information is not wrong, it's just not confirmed or not confirmable. This is Observations of the Moment. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader. Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.